Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its
Joe, hey, it's a Wednesday evening right here at Blake Radio, and we hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful time, and hey, it's time to sit down, relax, and just enjoy this time right now with us. It is 6:31. I am Sugar, and I hope Spice is here.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be here?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How's everybody out there, I wonder?
Well, we hope that everyone's well and everyone's listening, tuned in. And, you know, as always, we start things off with celebrity gossip. We'll be going over to our star signs, and then a little later on, we're going to be talking about fathers. Since this is the Father's Day weekend coming up, time to celebrate our dads, let them know how special they are to us. And not forgetting those mums as well that's also playing the roles as dads.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Yep, and as always, we'll be kicking things off with celebrity gossip. Lots happening in celebrity world, I tell you. There's not a week that goes by that it's not something major happening in celebrity world. Have you heard of anything going on, Miss Spice?
Well, I hear Rihanna is walking around halfway nude in town, and that, you know, she wears provocative wear. And I'm not mad at her because she got the B-O-D-Y for life, okay? It's all good in the neighborhood. But some things you should put a little sugar cold on it when you're out and about because you never know what type of perverts you may see. And also, you know, Jay-Z want to kind of, like, drop her. Is he for real?
That's
worth lots of money.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But, you know, sometimes, you know when something is spoiling the label or is giving the label a bad look or a bad name?
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes these are things that people take into consideration.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, maybe she just needs somebody to really sit down and really talk to her and encourage her to not maybe do those things that she likes to do so much. You know, like, I don't know what it is. I think she's drinking now a little something.
They were saying that, you know, they're so scared that she's going to go down the same road as Whitney Houston and Amy Winehouse. Because, you know, I've also heard the same thing about drugs and alcohol. You know, people are also mad at her because, you know, she did that song with Chris Brown. And apparently there's, according to the media, there's signs that her and Chris Brown are getting back together. What is your take on her?
Supposed to do with his present girlfriend, drop her like a hot potato? Because, I mean, I heard they was in town together or somewhere, and he had his girlfriend with him in the same restaurant as Rihanna, and the girlfriend went back to the hotel, and he just happened to be at a club where Rihanna was. Oh, boy, with that one.
What would your take be on the whole thing if he has to get back with her? Would you be mad? Because, you know, people are, like, lots of people will be so enraged with the fact that if they get back together, you know, there was this whole thing of domestic violence. What would your take be on that?
Listen, I'm on happy side. As long as everybody happy, I don't have a problem with it. The problem is that sometimes people don't grow up. But in this case, I hope that both of them grew up. They know better now than they did yesterday. So maybe the second time around they could possibly get it right. But the only thing, the only problem with that is now Chris is in someone else's life that probably love him dearly. And that's the confusion right there. What are you going to do, break? You know, in order for somebody to be happy, somebody else has to be unhappy. That's a problem, but that's just something that we can't help. So I feel sorry for the unhappy one, but I'm on happy's side because we only have one life to live. And in that life, I think you should do all of the things that's going to make you happy.
I think we have a caller coming through. Let's see. What they want to... Oh, no, they're gone. All right. Have you also heard about Creflo Dollar?
No, what happened?
So apparently... Oh, my God, where do you live? Apparently... apparently Creflo Dollar... Creflo Dollar was arrested because he beat his daughter.
He what?
So this is what they So this is what they're saying. His 15-year-old daughter wants to go out to a party, and he didn't want her to go, and they got into like a verbal argument. Apparently, he put his arms, his hands around her neck, and you know, the story goes on and on. Some say that he beat her. Some say that she had finger marks around her neck. And according to some people, they say that the mum, actually the mum, Taffy, had called 911. But then in other reports, we hear that the daughter herself called 911. She's 15, and the 19-year-old daughter backed up the 15-year-old daughter's story, what she told the police. So apparently he was arrested. There's a mugshot of him and everything.
Wow.
So what's your take on that whole situation?
Do I hear divorce? Can I get a divorce? You know, you know what? People sometimes, as older people, which I never did myself, but I'm going to say, sometimes people forget where they came from and what they had to do in order to get to where they are. I say live and let live, but in moderation. I think that children don't understand why we are so overprotective of them and their whereabouts and who they're with. They need to understand where we're coming from, because in the era, in our days, we used to fight, stop, and fight some more, and don't fight no more until next week, until, you know. I mean, but nowadays kids are stabbing and spicing drinks and shooting, and they're doing all of these wrong things. But what parent would allow their children to go out and play with those kind of things going on out there in the playground?
Yeah. You know, I had actually posted that question online, and lots of people are like, you know, until you've lived in the situation of raising teenagers, you don't understand what it's like. So I'm like, yeah, I'm sure, you know, it must be difficult raising teenagers, especially this day that we live in, like you say, this, you know, anything can happen. I mean, sometimes you go out to enjoy yourself, but someone else might be, you know, out to get you, out to get your friends, and that's where something could happen. And, you know, people are speaking negatively about him, like this man of God, you know, like leaders of the church. What is happening? What is happening to our leaders of the church? But that, again, just proves that, hey, they might be leaders, but they also, they're human beings.
And sometimes us older people, we were teenagers once, and we know what we were capable of doing. That's why, you know, maybe he wants to stop her before that gets started. But sometimes you have to let go and let God.
Yeah. That was a very interesting story, what was going on. Also, is it called Basketball Wives? Now, that was a show that I promised that myself I would never watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just belittling women of color. because it was basically, you know, they get on the show, people are beating each other up, jumping off tables. Like, it just wasn't a show. I love reality TV, but that kind of mess just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah,
and
I never watched. I don't even know.
It's so funny because, you know, there was such a debate on whether the show is going to be coming back for a next season or not. People were boycotting the show because of all the negativity. So it's so funny. It was the reunion. And I haven't watched a single episode of this whole show, but I said to myself, you know what, let me watch this reunion and see what foolishness I'm going to be seeing. It was actually, I don't know, you know, the ladies did admit that, you know, they did take it a bit too far. It wasn't positive for the young kids growing up, the young girls looking up to reality TV and thinking this is how you have to act to get on there. And, you know, lots of people were saying that they shouldn't be called back for season 5. But
mm-hmm.
I see that they are. Oh, they're going to be having season 5 of Basketball Wives.
Well, I saw part of it. I think they're going to revamp the whole thing. They're not going to be acting so negative. I don't know how interesting it's going to be for some people like rowdiness, but they're saying they're revamping everything.
I also heard that there are 3 of the ladies are getting cut from the show.
Right.
The ladies are getting cut from the show. And, you know, I hope now when they come back, I'm sure they're going to be focusing on fixing the bad name that the show has actually gotten. Because, yes, people like drama, but, you know, not that kind of drama.
Right.
Not the kind that is just nasty and ugly. Because that just was, like, nasty and ugly.
Yeah, speaking of dramatics, Miss Nene Leakes is putting out a fashion line. How about that?
Are you serious?
Yep. Girlfriend is just, she just got her little fingers in everything,
She's putting out a fashion line?
Putting out a fashion line. Yes, she is.
Oh, my God. I wonder, because you know one of her co-hosts, well, one of the ladies from Housewives of Atlanta, she was supposed to be doing She by Sheree. Of clothing line. So it looks like Needy beat her to that?
Yeah, well, they was talking about it on the Wendy show.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Good going
mm-hmm.
for her. That's good for her.
Yeah, sure is.
That's,
it's good for anybody out there that can make a dollar out of 50 cents.
Yeah, that's good for her. Wow. What about John Travolta?
Oh, my God. I used to like him. Oh, my stars. He's so funny. But, geez, he got some serious stuff going on with him.
Wow.
That's nice, Johnny boy. That's not nice. Us ladies liked you.
So, apparently, he has been in the sex scandal going on for some time now. And apparently he's had a relationship. He's had a 6-year gay affair. This guy was his pilot in the 80s.
Oh.
Wow.
Shame on him.
Wow. I think it's sad for the wife.
I think so, too, because he had the best of both worlds, so to speak.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
and, you
sad.
Know, you know that lady, the matchmaker? Patty Stagger.
Yeah.
She matchmaking everybody except for herself. They said when they mentioned her name, the guys run for the hills.
Really?
Yeah, they said because she's very verbal. She's very bossy. And, you know, men just don't want those kind of women in their life. You got to learn how to sometimes be a little quiet because not only you have something to say, other people have things to say too. So you got to be a listener as well as a talker.
Apparently, she is considering adopting.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, that's a good thing because, you know, she got some money that she could share.
Oh, yeah, she does. She definitely does.
Yeah, she got plenty of money. They say she got a bad attitude and a big mouth.
She apparently is adopting. And also Jenny Garth, she was back in the day on TV. Apparently, she used to date Jim Carrey. And, you know, she's got an autistic son. We spoke about him last week.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, when Jim Carrey stopped dating her, you know, she has this, yeah, he's autistic. I think he's 5 or 7 or something like that. He's 5 years old. I think 5. And, you know, he was a major part in this little boy's life.
Right.
So apparently they said there were, like, all these stories going around that Jim Carrey said no matter what, Evan would always be his son and part of his life. And apparently he's supposed to have set Jenny Goth up with $50 million. So, Jenny Goth was on, she did an interview, I think it was yesterday on the Wendy Show, and she said, you know, that is a load of rubbish. That is, there's no $50 million. She's a very independent woman. She works for whatever she has. I was like, oh, Jenny. She's in another relationship right now, and
mm-hmm.
she seems to be doing good.
Well, even if he did give her $50,000, that still wouldn't make up
million,
the emotional
million.
Dollars going through.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
What about them, Lord have mercy? What about them?
So apparently, he tweeted naked pictures of Kim accidentally.
Oh, no, he didn't. That wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
MG, that wasn't an accident.
Yeah. Wait, and then in other stories about them as well. Apparently, he can't wait to get married. He's the one who is so eager to marry Kim. He really wants to get married. He wants to get married.
All right, he's going to be another setup. Is this just for notoriety or what? What is this going to be? Is this real or Memorex? Somebody pinch me because I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, he really wants to get married, and he really wants to have a baby with Kim. He really wants a kid.
Yes,
you know, other
yes.
people are saying that, you know, maybe he sees his friends all settling down, getting married, and, you know, seeing them living the family life, and maybe it's rubbing off on him, and this is what he wants.
Okay, but make sure it's the right one, mister. Make sure it's, this
yeah.
is the one. Don't just marry because other people getting married. That's not why you marry people. That's not why you
yeah.
have a baby because somebody else had a baby. This thing might not be for you, or it might not be the work the right person for you to have this baby with. Is that person, does she want the same thing he wants? Is she really in love with him this time? Are they going to do it right? All of these questions come to the top of my head. I got a zillion more, but we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, that's true. Also, the sister, Khloe Kardashian, you know, her and Lamar Odom have been trying to have a baby. And so apparently, according to Celebrativo, Khloe Kardashian has begun fertility treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, she, Khloe Kardashian, actually seems to be the one who has the most normal relationship. Even
well,
including the mom.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, for something positive in their life.
She seems to be the one who has the most normal relationship. And speaking of the Kardashians, Oprah is actually going to be interviewing them coming this Sunday, the Kardashian family.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Yeah, I want to see that. Apparently, oh my goodness, so last week on the OWN network, Oprah interviewed Paris Jackson. You know,
oh,
Michael Jackson's daughter.
I wanted to see that.
So this little, well, she's 14 years old now. She is so pretty. She has the most beautiful eyes ever. Like, she just needs to be a model for eyes. Like, I'm just like, girl, you know how you have people who model their fingers and toes?
Right,
this
right.
girl is just, she's so beautiful. She's really, really beautiful. And such a mature kid, you know, just the conversation that she was having with Oprah. Oprah spoke to her about bullies at school, and she said, yes, she's also been bullied at school, but she just keeps it moving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she spoke about, she said her and her younger brother are very close.
Mm-hmm.
The older one, you know, he's a teenage boy now. He's into onto his own things. And, you know, she spoke about Michael, and she said, Oprah asked her, what time is it getting easy? And she says, it's not getting easy. Like, you know, it never gets easy. She's always thinking about him.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
so that
bad.
Was that. And also, Oprah also interviewed 50 Cent. And
oh,
do you know that this man,
oh
my God, he just seems like such a cool guy. I tell you, he's someone who's really got his head screwed on correctly. He just watching that interview, I learned so much. Apparently, he's never drank and never smoked in his life.
Hallelujah!
He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke about his early days and how he had to hustle on the streets, and you know, he said he wished that he could have made money or come up a different way, but hey, this is the life that he was dealt with, you know. It's part of his past.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, him and Oprah also had, like, this feud going on, and he was like, no, you know, sometimes he would just see stuff and speak on it.
Right.
And Oprah's like, well, I heard that you didn't like me. He's like, no, I wouldn't say that. And apparently he's got a dog, and its name is Oprah, and got a cat, and its name is Gail.
Oh, God.
That was so funny. All right, do you have anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, in the country gossip, you know, there's Richie and Denise that are married, Charlie Sheen's ex.
Oh, yes.
They're feuding about something. Obviously, Richie is very jealous of the relationship that she has with Charlie. And then, you know, we wonder, where's Heather Locklear, which is Richie's ex. And I was wondering, well, if she has that kind of relationship with Charlie and they're still friends and socialize, I wonder what kind of relationship does he have with his ex, which is Heather Locklear.
Yeah,
and they're talking about split. Richie and Denise might be splitting up.
Apparently it's over. I saw that.
Okay.
They say that Richie Sambora and Denise Richards, yeah, it's over. You know what? In some sick, kind of twisted way, I would so like Denise and Charlie Sheen to get back together.
Well, he needs somebody in his life to straighten him right on up. Well, Denise is also going to be playing in Tyler Perry's new movie.
Yeah, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Yeah.
All right, Joel, the time right now is 6:52 p.m. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Talk Radio, and we hope that wherever you're listening, you're having a good time. Don't forget, we're going to come back and bring you the stars and what they're saying about you. Right here, and the time right now is 6:59. It is a Wednesday evening right here, and you're listening to Blake Radio, the Sugar and Spice Show, and we're going to be quickly going through our stars today. We're not going to be putting a lot of attention on this because, you know, it is the Father's Day weekend. We have so much to talk about, dads, fathers, and we're going to be giving you your star sign. This is the month for Gemini, so it says here, the social butterfly of the zodiac has lots of friends. In fact, the twins should have twice as many as any other sign. One side of Gemini will want to hang out with you, want to go hang gliding around outside, while the other is keen on sitting cozily at home and playing a board game. Their friends need to be as diverse as they are in order to keep up, or they will just need to know when to let Gemini go free. The twins can bond well with lots of different kinds of groups. If they get bored with one set of people, they always have a few more groups that will be more interesting for a while. Gemini is a social creature who enjoys having friends. It also says here, the best way to develop a bond with a Gemini is to make an intellectual connection. interested in exploring anything at all. Take along your Gemini pal and enjoy the new perspective they give to even the most ordinary situations. Your best friend bet for Gemini is an Aries and a Leo. So, excuse me, so that's it for this month. We are covering Gemini, and I think next month we're going to be talking about Cancer. Right?
Right. We know two people that are Cancers.
I know a few people that are Cancers.
Mm.
But I see you trying to take it there.
Yeah, I'm going to take it there.
All right. It's 2 minutes after 7, and we're going to be talking about Father's Day. Father's Day, which is coming up this Sunday, you know, is celebrated in so many countries. You know, it's a day to let our fathers, our dads know that, hey, they are special to us. Now, I know some people do not have that father-daughter-father-son relationship with their fathers, maybe because their fathers are absent, maybe they didn't have, maybe their fathers passed away early on in their lives, and which means mothers have taken on the role to play fathers.
Amen.
Oh. Okay, I guess you that. Because you amening that.
Yes, I was.
Wow,
I had to take on the two titles.
Okay, so you're a mother and father.
Yes, I am. Happy Father's Day to all the ladies that are mothers and fathers, too.
I just want to read something. It's called Star Dad. It says, it's a poem. I love you, Dad, and want you to know I feel your love everywhere I go. Whenever I have problems, you're there to assist. The ways you have helped me would make me make quite a list. Your wisdom and knowledge have shown me the way, and I'm thankful for you as I live day by day. I don't tell you enough how important you are. In my universe, you're a bright, shining star. Isn't that lovely?
That's nice.
Now, you know, just as how important mothers are in the family, so is the role of a father.
Right.
So do you want to break down the whole daddy, father?
Well, you know, I have a little things that I would like to tell the ladies in reference to dads. Ladies, if you have a man who has children not by you, and he's taking care of his business with his kids, please buy him a gift. I know if he's taking care of his kids, he's also taking care of yours too. What do you
so
say about
who must buy the gift?
The ladies. You got to show some type of appreciation if you have a man in your life.
Oh, you mean the baby mama.
It doesn't have to be the baby mommy. It can be his.
I didn't catch the whole thing, like what you said. Whom the ladies, can you just go to that? I'm having a senior moment in my young age.
Situation where there's a man who has broken up with his baby mama, but he's moved on to a different family.
Oh, okay.
Has a girlfriend that has children. So I would like women to encourage men to take care of their children, because sometimes men get into their second relationship and they'll help her take care of her kids by another man.
Get all the
kids that they left behind, because they might have an issue with the mom. Well, listen, the children didn't ask to be born out of that relationship. The children have nothing to do with what's going on with you and mom. You know, your kids are still here and they still need a father in their life. And it's not always that money people are asking for. Sometimes time is what they need also, not just the financial part. They need the emotional, spiritual part also.
That's why I was asking you before you got so deep into your discussion. Oh, my God, I can see you're very passionate about this. So please explain to us the whole daddy versus father kind of thing.
Yeah.
what's the difference between a dad and a father?
Well, a dad is somebody that you, that's Johnny on the spot. He takes care of you. He encourages you to do better. Don't be like me. Be better than me. I want you to go far in life. A father is someone that possibly has came through a female's life and made a baby and moved on and moved on and moved on. And, you know, he's just the father, but he has nothing to do with the child. To encourage them, to be there for them emotionally, financially, what spiritual. He's just not there. He's just donated his little, he was a sperm donor. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
He was a sperm donor, and he moved on. So he, that's the father. But a dad, that's the one you look up to who's there no matter what.
You know, the father relationship is, like we said, it's so important, whether it's, you know, with a female, because that is the first encounter that a girl has with a man.
Right.
You know, the father-daughter relationship is very important for her. I mean, that's how she sees how dad treats mom, or how good dad was towards her. And, you know, like I was saying, that relationship is very important, and so is the relationship of the father-son relationship, where, hey, the son sees by examples his dad, positive examples his dad is setting in the family.
Right.
Yeah.
The woman, although women, there are some women that does a very good job. Some women that can do a very good job at raising a boy, but it is very hard for a woman to raise a boy into becoming a man. A boy needs
true.
To be around a man, a positive man, to show them the ropes, to show him what he needs to do in life to succeed. Because I know from having 5 grandboys, once they become a certain age, they don't listen. They really, really don't listen. So if you don't instill things upon these children at a very early age, oh, my God, it becomes a major problem later on.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was on Facebook earlier, and I came across this, and I said I'd like to read this to our listeners. It says here, Sunday, we will be celebrating Father's Day, not Sperm Donor Day.
Yeah.
Please, to all the donors, it will be a normal day for you guys. Please do not steal the limelight of the true fathers, dads.
Mm. I know that's
until
right.
You step up your game or the court serves you your papers, we are in the process of trying to find a suitable hit and run day for you guys. Please be patient, as there are so many of you that the day itself keeps running too. Isn't that funny? Please be patient. There's so many of you that the day keeps on running away as well. I was like, this is so, so funny.
Can you ask somebody to put that on a T-shirt, please?
That is so funny. When I came across that, I said, I have to share this with our people. It's not Sperm Donor Day. You know, it's so funny because you wonder, like, how can somebody have a kid? This is your own flesh and blood, and you, like, turn on them, like, not even care how they're doing, or, you know, like, not even call for their birthday, or, you know, like, when it comes to Father's Day, how do you feel?
Oh, my stars. When it comes to Father's Day, well,
like,
you know,
how does that parent feel? Do we call them a parent, or they are just a sperm donor?
No, I would call it like it is. It's a sperm donor. It's a sperm donor. It was stick and move sort of situation. That's what it is, and it is what it is. You can't sugarcoat sperm donors. You can't. It is what it is.
Wow. So anyway, it is Father's Day on Sunday. And, you know, like I said, lots of us will be celebrating, whether you are a father yourself, whether you are honoring your father, your dad, you know, this is the time to do it. Don't let another year go by without you telling your father. If he is special to you in your life, that he is. You know, there's, what are some, like, interesting gifts that you could get a dad?
Yeah.
It
oh.
depends, I guess, what they're into, right?
Yeah,
I know lots of men like gadgets, like
yeah,
technology
like gadgets.
I like
a good-smelling man, so always, you know, a cologne is good. You
a
know,
good cologne.
They like to lounge around in the house. A nice robe in a rocking chair or recliner chair is good.
What
you
about
know?
A grill? A good grill, you know.
A good what?
Summertime. A grill. A grill for barbecuing.
That's for everybody. That's not for dad. That's for everybody.
Listen, well, we're giving him this gift, so he knows his job. When it's time for, it's summertime, you got to light that grill. We have to make it a good grill that makes him want to do it.
Yeah, that's good too. I mean, you know what they always say about this thing, this gift thing. It's always the thought that counts. Cause
yeah.
you know I'm sure little bitty kids can't go and buy their dad no grill.
No.
Can't afford it. I mean, you know, but if sometimes you personalize things, you can get a piece of paper and write some thoughts down on it, you know, or write why your dad is special to you and thank God for him. You know, these things, anytime that you're showing somebody that has been there for you in any way you can, you need to show them that you really appreciate them in the least expensive way, or if you got it
mm-hmm.
like that, most expensive way.
I remember, like, when I was growing up as a young girl, you know, not having money to go and buy a gift, but it was always the little card that I would make from on paper, and
right.
you know, I'd have my markers and whatever, and make my dad run up in the morning and Happy Father's Day, make breakfast. Breakfast. All I'm talking about is like I'm talking about when I was little, like just
yeah.
make a cup of coffee and toast because
it's always it's. The little things you do that adds
no,
up. So
that's
long
what I'm
as
saying.
The person know that you appreciate them, it's all good.
That's what I'm saying. So I would make this coffee and toast and with this little card that I had made with my markers, and I'd go and give my dad his breakfast in bed. That's according to me. That was his breakfast. His breakfast in bed and his card. And my dad used to brawl about this and tell everyone I made him breakfast in bed and I got him a card. And, you know, like as I, like, grew up and, like, got older, I used to say, oh, my God, like you said, it was just the littlest things
mm-hmm.
that I did that put such a smile on his face.
That's right.
It's so heartwarming to know that, you know, like you say, it's not always about money, and it's the little things that count.
That's right.
So, yeah. So just, you know, don't forget, like you said, it's not all about money. Maybe you haven't got it, you know, in this hard times, you know, it's not easy financially for anyone. So, like we said, it's the little things that you do, just celebrating this wonderful day.
Right.
And letting our dead
know
that they're special.
I have to, like, give them, you know, listen, encourage your kids. If the dad is doing the right thing, if the stepdad is doing the right thing, if the uncle who's in the life who's acting like a dad is doing the right thing, the brother, whoever it is, you know, just get them to do a little, show some kind of appreciation in their way, however way
mm-hmm.
that is.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it, like you said, you know, we are aware of the fact that, hey, some moms had to play the roles of both being the mom and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's Happy Father's Day to them as well.
That's
because,
right.
Because, hey, they
oh,
did
you,
the
way.
Best
oh,
that they could do.
mm-hmm.
Sorry?
I said, oh, thank you very much, thank you.
You're so silly. So you tell me, how was it like for you since you played the role of both the mother and father? Like, when it came to Father's Day, How did you feel?
I paid it, truthfully speaking, I paid Father's Day no mind because I wasn't a father. So then it just really didn't matter to me that I was doing two roles. It really didn't matter. Mother's Day was most important to me. I acknowledge that. But this Father's Day thing, it didn't even come to my mind until much later on in life. And then later on in life, all I did was find my guy friends from Manhattan. They would always do a cookout for Father's Day, and they would be the only guys out there. They have their own little grill and own little stuff. And I'd be like, what y'all doing? And they said, we're cooking out for Father's Day. I'll be like, I'll run upstairs and make a couple of dishes, and I'll come down. They're like, oh, Jack, thanks. I'll be like, this is for all of us because I'm a father, too. And they would laugh out loud. It was the funniest thing. They said, you too much. I'm like, I want my part in this.
Because you played the role of a father as well.
Right. I gave them insight. You know, I never painted no rosy picture about life because it's a and then you die. So I played both roles by telling them all of the information that I knew about whatever goes on in life with the woman, you know, how we should act or, you know, how you need to act with a boy when you become interested and if you have any questions, no questions is silly, you know, and if I don't know, I will find somebody that does. I mean, you know, you just have to take on a whole mental lot, you know, with children when it comes to you playing both roles because,
yeah.
As it stands, girls, I would feel like if dad would come into their life and tell them how men are, because they might believe it more coming from a man's side point of view than they will from my side.
Do you think that makes, I won't say a stronger woman, but do you think that adds to... like a young woman growing up?
What do you mean it
adds positiveness or awareness, the father-daughter relationship?
Is it some kind of awareness to them of a father-daughter?
No, I mean like adds, like, which is more, I can't find the right words for this, which is like more positive. Like makes
a
more confident woman.
How do you think that they feel not having a father around them? Well, how does it make them stronger? Or
yes.
Does it feel some
yes.
kind of way because the father's not there? Or
is it like the father-daughter relationship? Would it strengthen the woman? Like make her more positive, more like assertive of herself?
I don't know. I think it would make them aware. I won't say even stronger because we always need some kind of male figure in our life or a female figure. We need both figures because kids need to learn from both sexes, the man and the woman. Because they watch them, they watch you, and they mimic what you do. You know,
yeah.
So that's the best way I could try to explain that.
Wow.
If I
all right.
All.
We're going to take a quick music break and we're going to get right back. The time right now is 7:20 p.m. and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show right here on Blake Radio.
All the time.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm doing good. We're talking about Father's Day. Do you care to comment?
Yes, I do. I have the opportunity to have two special fathers in my life. My son's biological father and his stepfather has helped
That's
me to raise a wonderful African-American young male. He's in his last year of college, and he's a good kid. And it's because of the role models that these young men have demonstrated to him, making choices that wasn't productive as young men, but overcoming those obstacles and showing them that you don't have to do the same thing that they did. And now he's awesome. He, you know, he volunteers for the community. He's a good kid.
That is so wonderful. You know, fathers really, you know, we're not trying to say that mothers don't, but fathers really play such an important role in young men and even young women's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ask the caller something. Where are you from? I'm from Harlem. I'm not sure which one is sugar or spice, but I'm the sister's friend that's on the right in the picture.
All right. So,
yeah.
Hey, Spice, you got some friends here.
Oh, so that's Spice? I'm Spice's
yeah.
friend? Oh, okay. Yes, I love Spice. Her personality is awesome, and she's such a blessing to the Harlem community.
Oh, that's
thank
wonderful.
You.
That
yes.
is wonderful. So we hope that we'd have you back here another time talking about our upcoming topics, which we have. You know,
okay.
Today we just...
In fact,
Sorry.
my son just walked in. Can he say a word about how
sure.
the two men in his life have made an impact
okay.
on him? Thank
Ooh,
you.
We have two minutes for you.
His name is Travis. 2 minutes. The topic is what Father's Day means to you.
Oh, Father's Day is definitely a proud holiday for me, my stepfather
That's
and my actual father. But the simple fact that they've both taught me different aspects of life, the points of respecting women, the points of taking my education seriously, the importance of having fun but being controlled.
That's
and
wonderful.
Just say that again.
I said that's wonderful. That's good news.
It's good to
give you know our fathers credit where credit is due.
Yeah, definitely. Like I look at it without them guys, man. I could have seriously been out here a troubled youth. I could have seriously been out here just like some of my friends I see. Well, not really my friends. Some people that I can just say I know because I try to keep myself around positive people, but without those
That's
guys,
great.
Man, I don't know where I would be at. You know, your one parent, your single mother, she can only do by so much. You need a father
yeah.
to really put that strict foot down and have, you know what I'm saying, both sides of the spectrum with both parents.
Kudos.
So thank you for coming through, and we hope that we could chat more in the near future.
Definitely.
All right. Celebrate
All right,
Father's Day well.
I will.
Thanks. All right, so that was our callers, and, you know, it was so good to hear from that young man telling us the importance of, you know, his two dads he has in his life. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we need more men like them to step up to the plate because sometimes if the biological father can't come around, the stepfather can, but whatever man that can just run through and get some insight to help these kids out, because God knows these male kids need some help. They need all the help they can get from wherever they can. And let me tell you, living in Harlem, ooh, kudos to boyfriend Travis. God bless you, boy. Keep up the good work. My goodness.
Amen.
I wish my kids follow suit.
All right, y'all, don't forget you can catch us here every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7 where we discuss celebrity gossip. We also go on to tell you about what the stars are saying about you. You know, this week we didn't spend much time on our star signs because we wanted to talk about fathers. Big up to our dads and the ones who are doing a great job, to our moms who are playing fathers as well. So that was our topic for this week. Next week we'll have something interesting as well, so make sure you come through. Tell your friends about us to catch us every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30, the Sugar and Spice Show right here on Blake Radio. And Spice, do you want to close out with something quickly?
Yes, men, thank you for stepping up. Women, don't allow the men to forget about the children that they left behind. If they're taking care of yours, they should take care of theirs too. God bless you, and have a nice, nice week.
All right, so that's from me, Sugar, signing out, and happy Father's Day to all our dads.
Sugar and Spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl, I wanna tell the world I found me a girl, sweeter than sweet. That's how I feel. Never had a feeling so real. No, girl, I wanna tell the world.